Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, where we are walking by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose on Favor Life, the process of there. We thank God for each and every one of you who are joining in, who are listening in, who are replaying this encouragement, this 15-minute empowerment, encouragement. Thank God for your diligence and how you're pressing in this time and this season as kingdom ambassadors, kingdom citizens, knowing that God is faithful. And that he's going to do what he said in your life as we continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When God chooses an individual, a family, a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. And the word of God reminds us every single time that we have favor with God and man. That God has given us favor with him, that causes us to understand and know that when you have favor of God, the smile of God is on you. He smiles at you. And that smile is in pleasing pleasure to give you all that he is desired to give you, that he promised to give you because you please him. When we see favor with man, God brings not only that favor in that we understand and know that open doors, but it also causes resources. And as we look at 1 Samuel 22, David had that type of favor when he was hiding in the cave of Adullam against away from Saul, who was hunting him because Saul knew that he was his replacement. David didn't ask for this. He did not look or search for this, but God allowed him to have favor with him and man. There were 400 men that came to that cave, and all of them were in different types of places in their life. Many of them were desperate. Many of them were in debt. Many of them were discontented. And so they were there, and they found David, and they found him in a place where he was trying to figure out what he needed to do. God sent that resource, that favor through these men who stayed with him. And yes, his team was added to many, many times. But that favor that he had, these men said, we will now put aside what's going on in our lives to make what God says is going to happen in your life come to pass. And that's what they did. They put aside where they were. And in doing so, God began to deal with them. By the end of the time that they had with David before he became the king for 40 years, they had changed. They were not the same men. Their integrity, their character, their blessings, whatever was going on in the life of those men prior to them coming in that cave, God calls them to grow spiritually and in many other areas of their life, and they became men of valor, the men that would seek after God and know him for themselves. So we see that type of favor that God gave with David. We also see that type of favor with Abraham. Abraham was moving through, sojourning through. He was no man, and he went into Egypt twice. And each time he went in, there was a famine in the land, so he went in to get provisions. But he also went in afraid that something was going to happen to Sarah, his wife, because she was so pretty. So he, instead of saying she was his wife, he said she was his sister. And when the king found out, God wouldn't allow, just like he wouldn't allow Saul to kill David, he wouldn't allow the king to kill Abraham. And he wouldn't allow the men in that city to touch Abraham or Sarah. And they had to bless Abraham with resources. They blessed him with cattle. They blessed him with servants. They blessed him with all of these things because of the favor of God that was on his life. So we know that God has given us favor with him and with man. And the Bible lets us understand and know if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior, then the promises of Abraham are ours. And we have received, those of us who have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that favor is on our life. Today, as we get ready to be encouraged in this place of process, which God is preparing us in this process for our tomorrow, preparing us for where he's going to take us, stretching us and making us, allowing our faith to be that which is genuine, and allowing the dolls, the stuff that is not like God, to stretch, go to the top of that gold in us, that faith in us, so that we can, it can be scooped off and we can see the genuineness of our faith that causes us to endure and persevere, that when everything else is going on in life that is not good and everyone's looking for faith, we already have it. We have an answer because of the hope that's inside of us, the faith that's inside of us, the genuineness that is causing us to mature in that area as we've been allowing God to process us and get us ready for, he said, we're going somewhere. And we're not standing stagnant or standing still. We're processing in the place that God says we need to process. That means we're agreeing with God. We're submitting with God. We're obeying him in that process and allowing him to stretch us and make us and pour into us and take away the things that are not necessary in us, in our character, in our behavior, in our conduct, in our actions, in our attitude, in our gratitude, in our deeds. And when we do this, God gets the glory out of our life because we let go. We let go of us. We decrease so that he can increase, and his word and his will, his plan can increase. And we display him more than we display us. And it's by his grace. So as we are being processed in this place, not being like the former Israelites who wanted to be in the desert, who wanted to die in the desert, we want to go in and possess the things that God has said. And our submission and obedience to him allows us to do that. As we do that, we're going to see God refine us. We're going to see God build us up. We're going to see God make us. And so I'm glad about that today. Today, we're going to talk about a little bit in the time that's left. We're going to talk about Hebrews 6, verses 13 and 18. We read this before, and we've talked about this before, but I want to break it down so that we can talk a little bit about what you have obtained. And that's what I want to talk about today. We've obtained some good things. We've obtained some good things because of what God has spoken and promised unto us. Hebrews 6 and 13 through 18 says this, and the Message Bible says, when God made the promise to Abraham, he backed it all the way, putting his own reputation on the line. He said, I promise that I will bless you with everything I have, blessed and blessed and blessed. And Abraham stuck it out and got everything that God had promised him. When people make promises, they guarantee them by appeals to some authority above them, so that if there's any question that they'll make good on their promise, the authority will back them up. When God wanted to guarantee his promise, he gave his word, a solid rock guarantee. God can't break his word, and because his word cannot change, the promise is likewise unchangeable. And I want to just give you this quickly and just kind of help us out here. 25 years had passed when God gave the promise of a son of the birth of Isaac to Abraham and Sarah. 25 years God gave them for that, them waiting on that promise that God said. And there was many more years that had passed before Abraham was told by God to offer Isaac as a sacrifice and on the altar. And God swore by himself that he would bless and multiply Abraham. Now, God's promise is his declaration of what he will do. Let's say that again. God's promise is God's declaration of what he will do. God's oath, which is what he swore by himself with Abraham, announces that God is ready to do it. Let's say that again. God's promise is a declaration of what he will do. That means it's hastening, it's coming, it's on the way, we're looking for it, we're expecting it, we're waiting on it. God's oath is God's announcement that he's ready to do it. That means everything is standing in preparation. Everything is ready to go. We in that go season where God is saying, I'm ready to do this now. And many things that God has spoken to us, it's a now season. He's doing it now. He's not just ready. He is doing it now. God made this promise with Abraham and in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. But then he gives an oath. Remember, he gives the promise in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. And then he gives the oath in Genesis 22, verses 16 and 17. God is saying, whether you're at the promise or whether you're at the oath, what I have for you is what I'm going to do for you. And you can expect that to happen in your life. If God has spoken something to you and God is saying to you, I'm giving you my oath. I'm ready to do this. That means God is moving on your behalf now. He's moving in from, he's causing that kairos, which is a heavenly opportunity moment of time, to now collide with your chronos, your everyday life. And God is setting things in order so that you will see and know the goodness of him in the land of the living and the faithfulness to perform every single promise. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care how difficult it's been. If you were in a promise and God is switching you to an oath, or you're in that promise waiting for him to tell you, I'm getting ready to do it, expect it to happen, because God cannot lie. The Lord that promised you this, it's going to bring it to pass. Time will try to weary you. The enemy will try to weary you. Folks will try to tell you you're off because you're not doing it. Some of them will walk away. Some of them will forget you. Some of them will go on to other things, and you'll be standing there holding on that promise. And then you'll start to question even if you're in the right thing that God says, and the Holy Spirit will come back and quicken it again in your spirit. This is where I have you. This is where I want you. This is where I'm going to do for you. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I'm going to strengthen your heart to believe and to hold on and know that I am faithful, that I will do exactly what I said, because I can't lie and I can't fail. There is no deceit in God. God has no deceit in him. He will do exactly what he said. And if he promised you that, it's going to happen. God is going to make good on his promises, because what he told you is going to bless many lives. It's not just for you. It's for the lives that you're going to touch, that the enemy doesn't want to hear, that the enemy doesn't want you to be able to show the goodness and the grace and the love and the compassion of God to. That's why he tries to exhaust you and weary you and tell you it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. It's not going to come to pass. It's been too long. You waited too long. You missed your door. You missed your opportunity. No one believes in this but you. He'll say all of these things to discourage you and get you off course. But do not get weary or faint in this season, because God has promised in this year, and I'm going to keep saying it, he has promised in this year to be the promise keeper, to be the promise keeper who brings us to a promised place, that he makes our life move into the place of promise, and everything bows to the authority of God. Everything bows to the rule of God. And as it bows, the life of God, the promise of God, the strength of God, the might of God begins to manifest, and you begin to see this promise in everything you do, manifesting, working for your good, because God is faithful and he will not lie to us. We're not hoping just to believe and just saying, oh, well, you know, maybe it'll happen. No, we're hoping against hope. The word of God will surely come to pass, because he who promised is faithful. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God for our lives. If you want to hear more of this and you like this, please, please, please share it with someone else. Let them know that there's encouragement, empowerment coming through Favor Life, the process of there with Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Also, if you would like to contact us and reach out to us on Instagram, you can do so at Abraham's_covenant on Instagram. Also on Facebook, it would be Abraham's Covenant Tabernacle Praise International Ministries. And if you just want to reach out to me, it's going to be Cheryl_Thaxton at Instagram. We thank you and bless you. Know that you've been made more than a conqueror, that God is for you, and he's more than the whole world against you, and you will do and be all that God says. Until the next time, be blessed in Jesus' name.